This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Mic is on and I'm clearing my throat. I apologize for that, but so many friendly people around here, they're pushing buttons for me. How we doing, friends? Welcome to another hour of What's on Your Mind. I just read, 326, was it, Kevin, or 7? 326 or 327 of the text.
I think it was 329, 30, 31, 30. Look at them go.
Frustration over the situation with the Texas lawsuit in the Supreme Court against the four states that folks really want the Attorney General to join. We have many calls in, as others have as well. Somebody else said North Dakotan should be, this is the listener, North Dakotan should be going to A.G. Stengem's website and emailing him to join the Texas lawsuit. The integrity of our election process has been completely compromised. Not sure what more to do, but I thought you might suggest the website. I guess rather than a call, you're able to leave a little more of a message and just say, what's the deal? Again, I don't see what's so complicated here, and yesterday in my exchanges with the Attorney General, it was Texas filed, didn't ask anybody else to file, so we're out. Now other states are joining in some capacity, but North Dakota hasn't, so a lot of you are concerned about it, so I would just keep asking the question, and we'll do the same here for you. That's all I can tell you. I do appreciate the passion from folks. There's no doubt about it. There is a great deal of frustration when you have, all of the evidence that's out there with all these whistleblowers and the concerns on the machines and just one thing after another. It makes sense. So wanted to let you know a little update there. Also, one other quick note here. A restaurant in East Grand Forks, Minnesota, has announced they'll be defying Governor Tim Walz' orders there. The Boardwalk Bar and Grill
Road Trip. What are they opening?
Is put up a note saying, I'm so excited to announce that Jane Moss, a true patriot who stands on the Constitution, will be opening her business tomorrow. Go support her. This is actually today. So this was written last night. Wednesday, the 9th today at 4 p.m. 4 p.m. to answer your question.
The Boardwalk Bar and Grill. I've not been there. In East Grand Forks?
Yeah, it's right by the Blue Moose and
right.
What else is pretty close.
Cabela's
there.
Right there?
Yeah, not far away. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Right along in that same block. So there you
Supporter.
Go. Without any further ado, we welcome to the program the governor of the great state of North Dakota. We're going to talk a little budget today and a couple other things. The legislative session is almost here, so a lot going on. And Governor, welcome back to the program.
Scott, always great to be with you. Good morning.
I want to talk a little bit about the budget situation and, specifically with the legislature coming up. We just talked to Jason Bohr a little bit earlier, and he was talking about one of his hopes for the industry is to have a big project, large project that would be, supported by the legislature and some of those ideas. So we're going to tackle all of that. Before we do, I want to just ask you about, you and I have talked before about the president's effort to have every legal vote counted, every illegal vote bounced, have some scrutiny in each of these states, which has now happened, legislature by legislature, with these various hearings and an unbelievable amount of information, in addition to the other avenues as well. And Texas yesterday announced that they are taking specifically Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and who am I forgetting? Pennsylvania. There's four states to the Supreme Court, to try and get the bottom of this, and it's now underway. A lot of our listeners, your constituents and North Dakota citizens here, they want North Dakota part of this effort. Evidently, the Attorney General hasn't made a decision yet or whatever. We don't have anything from him. From your standpoint, is there anything you can do to support it? Do you support it? What would you like to see happen?
Well, the first thing I wanted to say is Ken Paxton, the Attorney General from Texas. I've had the good fortune to meet him a number of times because his wife is a state legislator from Texas, and she represents the district that includes Frisco. And so Ken Paxton and his wife have been at the last, I guess, three, four Bison championships that I know of, maybe before that, but I've had a chance to meet him there. I know there's also another lawsuit that's being filed by Arizona, so I think this just continues to, states have an interest in making sure that there is election integrity, and I think, I know there's a lot of frustration out there about this election, but I think we've got to also, when we look to the future, have a discussion, because again, we need solutions that allow secure elections. And one of the things that happens in these states where you've got, I don't like to call them mail-in ballots, but mail-out. When you mail out ballots to people that haven't requested them, that, creates an opportunity for mischief when you've got ballots laying around all over the place. And when those ballots come back in, if they get separated, if it's the exterior envelope that's got the signature on the ballot or the information, and then the inside, the ballot is anonymous. If those two things get separated, there isn't really any way now in some of these states to go back and have any way to track where those ballots came from. And I've got, friends that are getting out of California for good reason, and they're moving to, lower tax states with more freedom like Nevada, and they were getting mail-in ballots in California, sometimes multiple ballots, and they got them when they got to Nevada. And so, I know personally people that received three ballots in the mail and didn't ask for any of them. So I think there is a lot of room for mischief, and I think as much as people don't want technology, I think there's going to have to be something that in the future where you've got systems where, it's one vote per person is part of one of the fundamental elements of democracy, and we're going to have to come up with solutions, because pursuing stuff in the courts is really the only option left available. But we know the courts don't always get it right, depending on the leanings of those courts.
At this point, obviously, with the clock ticking and getting closer, you don't have much chances. I mean, so at least with the fact that you got to think Texas is pretty well organized on this, specifically going to these four states, they're going to have to answer. And it's actually before the Supreme Court, and they've taken the case. Is that something you would say North Dakota supports?
Well, I haven't had a chance to actually read the Texas case yet, and so I'll defer to our attorney general on that, who I'm sure is digging into it deeply.
Let's talk a little bit about, and by the way, any questions or comments, welcome for the governor, too, always, 701-258-0550, 701-258-0550. Big picture on the legislature, it seems like the budget situation is not as dire as it should be after one heck of a tough 2020 and COVID and all the things that lined up against us, huh?
Well, I think we have a number of things going in North Dakota. One is our economy was more open. Two is we had some conservative forecasting and conservative budget principles going in. Lieutenant Governor Brent Stanford and I, one of the things that we insisted on 2 years ago was making sure that we refilled all of our rainy day funds and coming off of the 15-16 oil crash. And so we have ended up as a state with through October, that's two-thirds of the way through our biennium, our revenue is still ahead relative to forecast. There's hardly any other state that can say that. And we've been able to, I'm not a fan of federal aid, but I'm also not a fan of global economic crises and global pandemics. And so we are fortunate that this year that there was fast action by both the state and feds in putting money back into the economy. So there's been between PPP and coronavirus relief funds and others, there's been $2.5 billion that way. The $1,200 checks last year that went out last spring and went to individuals. I mean, there's been billions of dollars of we have record economic collapse, 27% drop in GDP in North Dakota in the first two quarters last year, and the oil industry virtually disappeared overnight. I mean, we've never been through that, not Great Depression, not ever. And yet here we are with revenue ahead of forecast and our savings accounts, we hadn't even touched them yet. And so we are in way better shape. And then we put out a budget, which allows us to move forward without raising taxes, which again was one of Brent and I's core principles, and to make sure that we were holding the line on spending. And so it's very difficult with the bow wave of growing expense in every government program to get a general fund budget that actually is even or down, and we were able to produce a general fund budget that was lower in terms of ongoing expenses than we had before. But that's not something you just sit down and scratch out overnight. That represents 10 months of hard work by, you know, over 50 agencies and enormous effort by the governor's office and OMB to put it together. And we wanted to give the legislature the very best starting point for their deliberations. And we feel that we've put out a budget last week that does just that.
And it was, well, we had a conversation with Senator Wardner a couple days after the budget was out, and he was not drawing any lines in the sand to say that's not going to work, that's not going to work, but overall giving it credit. That's a little bit unusual. So maybe the theme of the session will be everybody roll up the sleeves and let's go to work and figure this out, huh?
Well, I think so. And of course, with Leader Wardner and Leader Pollard, we've worked closer with them in the last 9 months than probably any time in history. So we've got a great working relationship with legislative leaders heading into the session.
Sounds good. All right, some calls, questions, and comments for the governor waiting, and a couple other topics to get to, including I want to talk about infrastructure bonding, something that I think will be a interesting debate in the upcoming session with Governor Doug Burgum as we continue on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Communities across North Dakota can see big possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. The state's oil and natural gas industry is giving us the resources necessary to make them happen. It not only supports local businesses and good-paying jobs, it invests in our communities, and it contributes $2 billion annually in state taxes that fund important infrastructure and improve lives. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation.
When you spend your hard-earned money, it's nice to spend it with someone that thinks like you do. That's my pals at the ND Truck Wash. Truckers, they're on Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota, right behind Pinnacle. Specializing in oil field trucks, hopper washers, aluminum oil tankers that'll look like new after a trip through. 7 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Call ahead at 701-628-1550 and get a reservation. You won't wait long. 701-628-1550. ND Truck Wash. Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota. Tell them Scott sent you.
Ethanol brings energy and agriculture together. We're chatting with Brian Markegaard today, process engineer for Dakota Spirit, part of the Midwest Ag Energy family, in Spiritwood. What if ethanol went away? What would that mean for corn farmers? What does that mean for North Dakota?
There's about 40 employees here at the plant, right around 40. So those jobs would be gone, and they're very good paying jobs. So those positions would be gone from the community, which we saw with Cargill moving out, the number of jobs that left the community. And then just from the ability to process that corn right here makes a big impact, again, with the farm community, which in this part of the world supports the local community through buying equipment and all the other things that farmers are spending money on as well. And then the trickle effect of all that money in the community is huge.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
This is Christmas, and what have you done? Another year over, a new one just begun, and so this is Christmas.
I love her voice, right? Celine Dion, she did beautiful. Beautiful. The rest of the family thinks I'm a little crazy about that. I even wanted to go out to Las Vegas to see her. She's not there anymore.
I would love to see her show. Yeah, no.
I think you either really, really like her voice or it's like nails on a chalkboard. There's no in between.
She's amazing.
You're with me, Kev?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, beautiful. Back on What's On Your Mind, thanks to our friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation for helping to bring you this program day in and day out. Communities across North Dakota can see big possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. The state's oil and natural gas industry helped make that happen. North Dakota's oil and natural gas advancing the possibilities. Find out more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. All right, another budget question here for the governor, and then we'll get to some of your calls. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. Let's talk a little bit about, as I mentioned earlier, I'm fascinated by what's going to happen with infrastructure bonding, Governor, this upcoming session. What's the right approach to it? Is it the low interest, long term revolving loan fund apparatus, or is it cash for cities that need it?
If we're going to use a small portion of the revenue stream coming off our legacy fund earnings, not the principal, but the earnings that come off of that as a reliable, predictable source of repayment, because when you have that element, reliable, predictable source of repayment, that's the way you can garner low interest rates in any environment. We're finding ourselves in a super low interest environment because the Federal Reserve, of course, coming out of this economic collapse related to the global pandemic, the collapse of the world energy industry, they're forcing interest rates super low. And so we've got an opportunity now that we may not have for a couple of decades to borrow money at super low rates, and then make a permanent revolving loan fund, which is Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford likes to say, that's a true legacy gift to future generations, to provide the gap funding for local projects. Because cities have the ability to bond, and they do. School districts can go bond, and they run into a limit of their general obligation bond. And then sometimes they come looking for the difference, and they want a grant from the state. They want the state to pay cash. And we've done that in the past. The state, but when we're doing that, that's when oil prices are high, we're flush with cash, and that's also when construction costs are high. Whenever we've got high oil prices, there's tight labor markets and construction's high. Now we've got low energy prices, low construction costs, low interest rates. This is absolutely the most perfect time we've ever been where we should be doing bonding on a significant scale. And I was on a Republican governor's panels the last 2 days. We've been having some of our meetings virtually. The governor of Missouri. Now, Missouri, mind you, which does not have a legacy fund, Missouri just borrowed $200 million of bonds at 0.38%. Okay, I didn't say that wrong, 0.38%. I mean, we've got programs with a bank in North Dakota that the legislature has supported whereby in statute the interest rate's 2%, and we used to think that was a low-interest loan. Now the state of North Dakota, I mean, we've got a legacy fund. Missouri doesn't. We could be borrowing money at those kinds of rates and then putting that into a permanent revolving loan fund where we'd be able to offer, 1% interest loans forever and be making money in the process if we, traded the fund using, half a percent or less interest. So this is a unbelievably perfect time. We shouldn't wait. We shouldn't wait to the to the next year or 2 years. I mean, part of this is grabbing the opportunity now. And then we've got infrastructure, whether it's flood protection, water supply, roads, streets, bridges, buildings at the local level. There's all kinds of things that infrastructure that needs to be done. If we get it done now, we're talking about saving hundreds of millions of dollars for future generations in North Dakota. So we're obviously very bullish on the idea, and we hope the legislature, I know there's support for various programs like this in both sides of the two chambers, and we'll hope that this will move forward quickly.
Lauren in Bismarck for Governor Doug Burgum. Go ahead, Lauren.
Yes, first of all, thanks, Governor Burgum, for your tireless efforts over these past few months. Just a quick question. I know we always hear the year-to-date death counts for COVID. Wondering if there'd be a way to get the total death counts through the end of November this year and how it would compare to through the end of November from last year. Tried to get that information through the health department, and they say that that won't be available till mid to late June. And I just think that would give us a true indication of what the total effect as it pertains to deaths are in our state. I'll just hang up and listen for your response. And again, thanks for all you've done this year.
Thanks, Lauren. Thanks for the question. And yeah, this has been a question of big interest of ours as well. And if we take a look at the preliminary data, because they do, you know, finalize it, it comes in on death certificates, there's a process that they drive through. But we actually this summer, when I think everybody was being super cautious last spring around long-term care, we actually saw the death rate fall a little bit below the norm in North Dakota in terms of deaths by all causes. We were a little bit below that. And then when we got into October and November, we shot way above it. So we are the last 2 months in October, November. There definitely is a COVID-related acceleration in people that have passed away, and we're hoping to get that in check. And with a vaccine coming, I think that's going to really help, if we've got a vaccine that can protect people with vulnerable immune systems or people that are over age of 70. And so encouraging the data that's coming there. But yeah, we've taken a close look at that, and happy to share whatever information we've been able to get our hands on. Thanks for the question, Lauren.
Text question says, the executive order a month ago was thought to be short-term. Will it expire on the 14th of December?
Well, we got a press briefing this afternoon, and so I don't want to get ahead of myself, so that'll be one of our lead topics this afternoon. But I would say that we're making good progress. We have got cases down in North Dakota, and I want to give a shout-out to everybody, whether you're a business owner, a citizen, a family member, a student, a coach, anybody that's made changes to make sure changed how you did your Thanksgiving. All of those things really were helpful in helping to slow the spread and bend the curve. And now North Dakota, we're on the way down. We're one of six states. We're seeing a drop in COVID cases. There's 44 states that are increasing. So we've gotten ourselves sort of out of the center of this big storm and seem to be headed in the right direction. But hospitalizations are still way too high. Yep, still way too high. And so we still got work to do.
John Hopkins yesterday said the North Dakota's 13th lowest 7-day positivity rate at 8%. Minnesota's 12, Wisconsin's 14, Montana's 16 here for neighbors. So, as you say, the numbers are going in the right direction. All right, good stuff. Covered a lot of ground today. Appreciate the time, Governor. Thank you.
Thank you, Scott.
More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
We're Tioga Chamber of Commerce, and we want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. Tioga's average yearly household income of over $73,000 a year supports nearly 140 area businesses. Tioga is a driver and innovator in local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Festival. Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. If you're looking for great opportunities, please visit us in Tioga and experience a great point of view. Or for more information, visit TiogaND.org.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton has filed a lawsuit with the U.S. Supreme Court alleging four battleground states in the 2020 election were severely compromised because the Electors Clause was violated, along with due process and equal protection.
Our request is we want to be heard. The only place we can go is the U.S. Supreme Court, and so we're pleading with the U.S. Supreme Court. Please hear our case. Give us a chance at least to argue what we think is right. We want to argue the Constitution. Constitution.
The 62 Electoral College votes in question would be enough to change the outcome of the election. Pennsylvania, Georgia, Michigan, and Wisconsin have until Thursday, 3 p.m., to reply to the Bill of Complaints at the U.S. Supreme Court. The Wisconsin Department of Military Affairs says an F-16 jet crashed at 8 p.m. Tuesday night in Michigan's Upper Peninsula. No word on the cause or the pilot's condition. USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
The snowman, he's a jolly happy soul, with a corncob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal. Frosty the snowman is a fairy tale, they say. He was made of snow.
Our friend CJ and the team at DAC Diesel are waiting to help you out. Find a few extra bucks from better mileage. They can do that for you. Maintenance work or a repair, whatever it is, on all things diesel. They live, they breathe, they sleep, they eat it. I can't even believe they eat it, but they do. That's how into the diesel they are. CJ and the team at the DAC Diesel. Call them at 701-258-5011. Repair, maintenance on your diesel vehicles, whatever it is. By the way, they've been known to do house calls on really tricky projects as well. So they're in Bismarck. Travel out from there. Call them at 701-258-5011 at DAC Diesel. All right, 27 before the top of the hour. Guest coming up that I think you're going to find fascinating about an analysis on the anomalies in this race between Donald Trump and Joe Biden. It seems to me a beautiful piece of data for like Chuck Todd and his number crunchers to chew on. You know, or George Stephanopoulos or anybody else. But I can't find it anywhere in mainstream media. In a moment, you'll find out why. Before we go to the guest, Bob in Fergus Falls is waiting to talk to the governor. And unfortunately, we did not get to everybody a full day today and had a lot of budget ground to cover. But, Bob, your comment.
Thanks for taking my call, Scott. Thank you for everything that you guys do there for our region and beyond. And what I'd like to talk about is the squelching of the therapeutics that are efficacious for the virus. The president himself used hydroxychloroquine and Regeneron when he actually had the virus, and he was healed. And so I think there's been a intentional disinformation campaign, and the only thing that they can give us is this hope for vaccines, when in fact there's all kinds of therapeutics. And I'd like to mention one if I could. It's called ivermectin.
And it's, how do you spell that? I-V-E-R?
I-V-E-R-M-E-C-T-I-N. And this is originally, it's called a repurposed drug, like the hydroxychloroquine has been. But it was originally used for parasites, and there's a Dr. Pierre Corey with a group of other doctors that have peer-reviewed this, and there's been hearings where he talked about it in such impassioned tones that it's actually a cure for the virus. And I know that sounds amazing, but when I saw him talk about this, I was just, this Dr. Pierre Corey, K-O-R-Y, he brought up about this ivermectin, and if it's as little as taking one pill that could prevent getting the virus.
Holy buckets. We'll check it out, Bob. Appreciate you calling, and we'll tweet that out so you can find it on What's On Your Mind radio tweet to have the exact spelling on the doctor's name, and then maybe we'll see if we can't book that individual. By the way, your original premise of your call, I couldn't agree with you anymore. The games that have been played there have been unbelievable. We've had listeners here who said they've asked specifically for some of these therapies, and the nurses have said to the patient, you're listening to too much fake news. I know of others that have said, look, I don't want to go in the hospital. I know I've got it. Give me this stuff right now. Make it impossible to get it. Makes no sense whatsoever. It's one way to keep those hospital rooms full. All right, let me go to our next guest, Patrick Basham. He's the founding director of the Democracy Institute. You might have seen him on Life, Liberty, and Levin with the great one Mark Levin on Fox News Channel last Sunday. I was about jumping up and down and screaming when I heard some of the anomalies that are out there. Patrick, thanks for joining us. How are you?
I'm great. Great to be with you.
Define an anomaly for me first. I mean, I would assume there gets to be a point of critical mass where there's so many anomalies, you got to say something else is wrong here because all of this other stuff's telling us something very different. But, you know, when is an anomaly a fluke, and when is an anomaly a sign of something rotten in Denmark?
Yeah, I mean, an anomaly is basically something that is very unusual, very rare, perhaps very strange in terms of an outcome or a pattern or a trend. And what we see when we look at the 2020 presidential election is we see not one or two, which on their own might just be exceptional. We see dozens and dozens, some of them affecting apparently small amounts of votes and others enormous amounts of votes, numbers of votes, like hundreds of thousands. And so certainly, cumulatively, these anomalies are outcome changing, both in individual states, obviously the swing states in particular, and the national election overall. But, you know, someone much wiser than I once said, you know, there are no conspiracies, but there are also no coincidences. And for all these anomalies to simply be that, anomalies, all at the same time having such an impact, and each one of them favoring one candidate rather than the other, it would make Joe Biden the luckiest candidate probably in the history of Democratic elections globally.
Last time I checked, he spent the campaign in his basement, so it'd be kind of hard to be lucky in the basement, right?
You see, here's the thing, right? This is one of the ways I look at this, you know, putting the numbers aside, is that if you had this quote-unquote outcome where there's a narrow popular vote win for the Democrat against Trump and they win in the Electoral College, and you'd say, well, given the pandemic, given the economy was put to sleep in the spring and summer, you know, Trump did pretty well under the circumstances, but he was up against this once-in-a-this generational candidate, Barack Obama, who just had support across the board, transformative, brought out this massive turnout of African-Americans, et cetera, et cetera. Except Donald Trump wasn't up against Barack Obama. He was up against Joe Biden, whose support was the least enthusiastic ever recorded, who could not draw three dozen people to a rally, right? So we are to believe that Joe Biden not only secured more votes than Barack Obama at his peak, but more votes than any other candidate for the presidency in American history. I mean, just common sense alone tells you that that's a doubtful outcome.
Wrong.
What would you, if you had to rank the anomalies, and you take as much time as you want to kind of go down the list, what are the most egregious?
Oh boy, oh boy. Number one are these large vote dumps for Biden in the key precincts, in the key cities, the Milwaukee's, the Philadelphia's, the Detroit, the Atlanta's, in the middle of the night, after the voting has been stopped and then restarted And there are these enormous dumps, tens of thousands, sometimes over 100,000. And many of them are either 100% for Biden or in the 90s, 95%. These are statistically unlikely, is putting it mildly. Another one that is across more than one state are thousands, arguably tens of thousands of absentee ballots, which are pristine ballots. Physically pristine, and only filled out for the presidential candidate, not down ballot. So that, not filling it out down ballot, it does happen, but it's unusual for every single ballot in a large pile to be that way. And why pristine is important is that the absentee ballots in most states, when they're mailed back, they have to be signed and folded and put in an envelope, and the envelope has to be signed. All to say, a ballot cannot properly issued ballot from a voter cannot arrive back
holiday night
pristine without crease marks. It's simply impossible. Oh, it's possible, but it cannot be counted. It's not a legal ballot because it obviously hasn't been mailed back. So you can go down the list. I mean, I'll take all the time you have and more, but it's just stunning. But these key, what's fascinating is that the major anomalies happen in exactly the right places that Joe Biden needed them to happen. You see, these things can happen. There are always strange results within an election. And if a challenger like Biden, beats the incumbent, he's obviously going to score well in certain groups or better than the last time. But you see some uniformity. It's not perfect uniformity across the country or across key states, but you see the swing. But what we don't have that here. So, for example, Florida, which is a real national bellwether, that swung to Donald Trump, right? Within the Midwest and the Rust Belt, Ohio and Iowa, they go with Florida, which they did. But Biden didn't have to win those states. He had to win the Michigans, the Wisconsins, the Pennsylvanias. They always trend along with Iowa and Ohio. But this time, if you include the middle of the night onwards and the following days of counting, these miraculous ballots that showed up, they now trend to Biden. This never happens. Could it happen? Sure. But it never happens, right? It is bizarre. And one other thing, if you could bear with me, that I think is worth mentioning, is that there are a dozen, 15 of what I call non-polling metrics, things that aren't to do with the numbers you were hearing in the campaign, but are like voter registration trends, how the candidates did in their respective presidential primaries, fundraising, Google searches, rally attendance, all of these, enthusiasm as measured in the polls, all of these things that aren't polled, they have a 100% track record of predicting each one of them. They're predicting the winner of presidential elections in this country going back decades. In 2016, every single one said Trump was going to win against all of the polling. And, of course, they were right. The poll this time told us, obviously, Trump was going to lose. All those metrics said Trump was going to win. So what we have to accept if Biden won this election fair and square is that not only did one of those metrics, for the first time in history, be wrong, but every single one of those metrics was wrong for the first time, and they were all wrong at exactly the same time. Could it happen? Yes. Is it likely that it happened? Extremely unlikely.
And this is what I wish for people who dismiss this out of hand as just you can't accept the loss and you're hanging on and you're just explain this then. And then those of us that disagree, we'll go into our holes. But you've got to at least go through these and say, what in the world? I wonder, and I'll wait for your answer on the other side of the break, Patrick. I wonder if this if it's fair to take the data you've assembled here and say, okay, the explanation is the fraud, right? I mean, how else would what happened? Somebody had to middle of the night vote dumps or whatever. That, or concentration on those key cities, Philadelphia and Milwaukee. More on that when we continue with Patrick Basham. Don't go away. Back to the phones. It's Luke from Red Trenchless. Luke, tell folks how a bore could save them a whole lot of money.
That's a good question. Boring saves you money
because you're not disrupting the subsurface. You don't have to come back in there, plant grass seed, reclaim all that ground that you dug up that you're going to see with a trench. You're going to come in there, you won't even hardly know we're there.
That's what trenchless means, folks, and it saves you money. That's the bottom line. It's just a better way to do it, less disruption to your yard and all the things you care about. What's your week filled with this week?
We're kind of wrapping up some jobs. We've been knocking them out here. We got some good weather. Doing some bores down in Strasburg, waterline. We do septic tanks, anything you need. Really, excavation-wise, we do boring, a lot of road bores, water lines, electrical, telecom.
Get red. Get new lines with no digging. Visit reddrilling.com, two Ds, reddrilling.com, or call 701-204-0404. 204-0404. Thanks, Luke.
Hi, Lacey here from Precision Concrete Cutters of Ramjack North. Rumor has it, we don't work during the winter. Not true. Fact is, lack of moisture is a big cause of foundation damage. If your doors and windows won't open or close properly, perhaps the drywall around them is cracking, there's a good chance that you have a foundation problem. Don't wait till spring.
Call us today at 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount. Precision Concrete Cutters will help you get a job on spring.
Have you seen it? The world's largest Christmas stocking is at PetroServe USA. That's right. Come on in. Sign up to win it, too, at any PetroServe USA location. Drawings will be held the week of December 21st. Plus, all month long, great specials, 2 for 11, pizza, corner pizza, 2 for $3, liquid ice, Kellogg's, Cheez-Its, 79 cents for the 3-ounce bag, coffee and cappuccino drinks, 79 cents. Enjoy. And how about this stocking stuffer? Bluetooth earbuds, $39.99 at PetroServe USA.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Tag event is on the way. Are you ready for the best deals of the year? Enjoy huge markdowns of over 60 pre-owned vehicles that must be sold before the end of the year. Cars, trucks, SUVs that just have to go. These vehicles are clearly marked in the lot. Green tags. Hurry, check them out before they're gone. Shop your used car superstore, Schwann Buick GMC, where your warranty lasts a lifetime. On the Memorial Highway with that big, gigantic American flag. Check out the new vehicles updated daily at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
We have a real-life scholar on the program today, and a great article that was written about this. I'll post as well on my Facebook page so you can check it out after. More of our conversation on Election 2020 in just a moment, after I tell you about my friends at Advanced Business Methods. Now, they're local, they're homegrown, but they're celebrating their 50th anniversary. 50 years of serving the business community with the best products, best servers you'll find anywhere. And remember, hackers can get into your servers through your printers. So Advanced Business Methods, they understand the security risks. They set up the encryption and firewalls that keeps the outside world out. You need that. They're in West Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, Minot, and Dickinson. Go online to find out more about them. ABMNow.com, ABMNow.com, proud sponsors of the What's On Your Mind program. Back with the founding director of the Democracy Institute, Patrick Basham. Fascinating conversation about the many, many, many anomalies that we just scratched the surface on, but I've heard enough to be convinced that something is not right here. Can the anomalies, I mean, in other words, you say, okay, all these things happened that shouldn't have happened, including, by the way, pollsters saying, well, the president hasn't got enough suburban women, the president doesn't have enough minorities, and he overperforms what the goofy pollster said were going to happen. Okay, so you get it, right? It's there. Is the riddle solved by the fact that, you know, what they're doing in the Supreme Court and have been doing in these legislatures of getting these eyewitnesses out there that there was fraud? I mean, did the two connect, Patrick?
I believe they do. I think that's where we'll end up, whether it's before or after this particular election is resolved. My own sense is that it's a combination of human error on a grand scale and fraud on a grand scale. The fraud, however, may not be coordinated in any sort of macro way. It might be by state or by county or by precinct. And, you know, and one of the ways that this can happen in an uncoordinated way is when you think that for 4 or 5 years, the media and the Democrats have told people that the president is a racist and one of the worst human beings ever on this earth. Some people compared him to Hitler, et cetera. And there are a lot of people out there who think that's true. They hold that view, and they literally hate him like they hate the devil. It's hard to imagine that in some of these Secretary of State offices and election offices, there aren't some civic-minded people who think, if I just fudge these numbers a little, or I don't count those ballots for Trump, okay, what I'm doing is illegal, but I'm saving the country and the world from another 4 years of Hitler, right? And so on a personal level, that calculation, they think, I suspect there are lots of people who thought they were doing the right thing, right? The wrong thing for the right reasons. If you put that across the country, and that adds up to a lot of people. I mean, just give you one example of something that, I mean, is it human error or is it fraud? In Pennsylvania, there are 23,000 absentee ballots that have impossible return dates in the mail. And by that I mean they arrive, these things are all tracked, right? They arrive back at the election office to be counted before they had been sent out, right? That's what the postbox said, 23,000. So whether that's done en masse or individually, are they just a bunch of people who put the wrong dates on the stamps and just don't get it? Who shouldn't be in those jobs, or was someone or a group of people consciously messing with those dates to fake up 23,000 absentee ballots? It's got to be one or the other.
What do you know about the Supreme Court case? What will happen? Do you know anything about what the case Texas plans to present, and what are the options for the Supreme Court in the way of an answer?
Well, the Supreme Court hasn't, I mean, they've taken notice of the case. We don't yet know if they're going to give it a full hearing. Presuming that they do, and what the Texas case, what the Attorney General of Texas is requesting is that if the Supreme Court agrees that what happened across these states was unconstitutional, that the Supreme Court not reverse the result in those states, but the Supreme Court basically pronounced the result null and void because of the unconstitutionality. And the remedy then is not for the Supreme Court to pick the winner, but for the Supreme Court to then send the decision in those respective states back to those respective state legislatures, because the Constitution rests authority in a presidential election in terms of the slate of electors to the Electoral College with the state legislatures. So Texas is saying, you know, we've been screwed. Voters around the country have been screwed by what's happened in these states. The way to fix it is to make those state legislatures not do what they didn't do, but have the opportunity to do what they should have been able to do, which is decide whether these slates are valid or not. Because their basic argument is that the governor and the bureaucrats in those states messed around, changed the laws, and didn't run it by the state legislature, which has the ultimate authority in those states. So it's a fascinating thing. The Supreme Court, if it's going to deal with it, is going to have to deal with this very quickly. And if anybody guessed how it turns out, but it does seem to be a very strong argument on its merits, and more
beautiful.
And more states are going to be joining the case.
I hope so. Bring it on, Patrick. Sean, thank you for your good work at the Democracy Institute.
Hot Spring Spas and Pools Tables 2 is your sauna headquarters. Great selection still, Vince?
There is, and we believe in saunas 365 days a year, but now more than ever as we head into colder weather, saunas seem to become more popular. The number one wellness product you could buy today of the research studies, the reduction of Alzheimer by 66%. Studies say it reduces your chance of a heart attack by 50%. You burn calories. You create an artificial fever, which can cure any illness. There's a lot of great benefits to take advantage of a sauna, and we do have a lot of selection from a plug-and-play 4x4 two-person to an outdoor 5x7 patio sauna with everything in between. So it's a great time. We do have them in stock, and we can get them to your home or your backyard sooner than later.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Find them in Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks 2, and of course online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Thanks, Vince.
You bet.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.